Good morning. I'm Burns Fisher. I'm a member of the Worship Associates in the church. And, you know, in the Worship Associates, we've been talking a little bit about how people walk away from a church service sort of with each one has a different idea of a different takeaway. And I think maybe Kathy Fletcher and I are a microcosm of that just reading the title of Steve's sermon. Because what I came up with was quite different from what Kathy came up with. My thought was different ways of thinking about God. So the reading this morning is actually, isn't this a great church? Science fiction. It's Robert Heinlein's Job, Comedy of Justice. And in this passage, our hero, who is a Bible-thumping, Bible-belt minister, is talking with the wife of the devil. Katie, I've kept up more or less with such silly notions as the Big Bang, the expanding universe, because a preacher of the gospel must keep track of such theories in order to be able to refute them. The two you mention imply an impossible length of time. Impossible because the world was created 6,000 years ago. About, because the exact date of creation is kind of hard to calculate, because I'm uncertain as to the present date. But around 6,000 years, not the billion or so that the Big Bangers need. And Katie, the wife of the devil, says, Alec, your universe is about 23 billion years old. I started to retort, closed my mouth. I will not contradict my hostess. She added, and your universe was created in 4004 BC. I stared at the water. Well, Alec, she said, you've left me with nothing to say. But notice carefully what I did say. I did not say that the world was created 23 billion years ago. I said that was its age. It was created old. Created with fossils in the ground, craters on the moon. All speaking of great age. Created that way by Yahweh. Because it amused him to do so. One of those scientists said, God does not roll dice with the universe. Unfortunately, not true. Yahweh rolls loaded dice with his universe to deceive his creatures. So let's think about that way of perceiving God for a few minutes of silence. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.